Hooper Bay is experiencing some familiar climate change trends.
Yeah, the birds have been coming in earlier this spring. Everything is early this spring.
That's Eric Olson. He's the tribal council president for Hooper Bay, a coastal community near the Bering Sea. Hooper Bay is seeing firsthand the impacts of climate change. That includes weaker sea ice in the winter and accelerating erosion.
Our beach down there is eroding. Every year, spring and especially fall time, every time we have high winds, high waves, it erodes.
Is it getting worse faster?
Yes.
These trends are not slowing down. That's according to Rick Toman, a climatologist in Alaska.
Last year we were saying the same thing about very warm temperatures in the Bering Sea, and this year is even warmer than last year.
He's talking about the sea's surface temperatures. Toman says that the temperatures have been 8 degrees above normal this year, and they rose 3 degrees over last year's numbers. Hooper Bay's Olson says he sees more open water where there used to be thick ice in the middle of winter. That makes it harder for hunters to catch the seal they depend on for food. Toman says water takes a long time to cool off, and the lack of sea ice means the water doesn't get to cool down as much.
With ice forming later, that means the ice next winter, all other things being equal, is going to be thinner. That means it's going to break up quicker, and now we're back to next spring, and we're back to warm water temperatures again.
Coastal communities aren't the only ones facing consequences from warmer oceans. Bethel is experiencing high humidity that typically isn't seen until August. That makes it harder for the fish to dry. Back in Hooper Bay, Olson says the village is starting to consider relocation. The whole village?
The whole village, if possible, but if people are willing to stay here, they'll stay here. And if the people who are willing to move to a high ground will do so.
Hooper Bay's airport sits roughly 100 feet from the ocean. But Olson says the seawall protects it from erosion for now. He doesn't know how long that will last. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.